Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire. Hope everyone's having a great week so far and has some exciting things to look forward to for the weekend. We'll get into what we're doing this weekend in a little bit, but if y'all remember a few episodes back, I did a 24 lessons I've learned in my 24 years of living episode, and Brett's birthday was this past Monday, so the 11th, and he's going to be doing an episode like that today. So I'm just here doing the intro, and then he's going to kind of take it over, and I'll be there to interject if necessary. But yeah, y'all are going to be getting his 24 lessons today. Before we get into that, though, we'll do our little life update segment. You have any updates you want to share?
Pretty much same thing as last time, just waiting on surgery for my eye. And that's pretty much it. We're not doing a whole lot. We are going to go on another road trip vacation, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're going to Schlitterbahn, so I'm excited. I haven't been there in a long time, and it's so hot outside, so that'll be good.
I've never been there, so I'm excited to see it for the first time.
Yeah, it'll be fun. But other than that, we've just been going to the lake a lot and spending a lot of time outside. I'm very burnt.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. But this might be a long episode, so I guess we'll just go ahead and get into it.
Okay, so I have made or compiled a list of 24 lessons that I've learned in life so far, inspired by Claire's episode. Which, to be honest, making and coming up with 24 lessons that you've learned is much harder than you would think. But anyways, I will start. I'm just going to get into these, but I do want to preface this by saying, like, I do my best to do these things, but I definitely am not perfect, and I definitely fail at these probably once a day a piece, so just want to put that out there. All right, so I'll just start. Number one, always tell the truth, especially to yourself. So the first part's pretty obvious. You should always tell the truth, but the especially to yourself part is very important, I think, and I don't think we think about that, but like, if you lie to yourself and put yourself in a position where you're living like this false reality, basically, like, it catches up to you because you're not living properly, is my understanding of that whole lesson. And then number two, only ask for advice if you are ready to hear it, and I put ready to act on it, pretty much is what I mean. But a lot of people ask advice, and I think they just do that, and they don't, like, I don't know, if you ask advice, it's like it should be because you really need it and you'll use it. It's, you know, I think a lot of people just do it to fill space or make themselves feel like they're doing something, but then they never go anywhere with it. So, number three, simplify and define your priorities/goals. This is like the first big one that I really tried to practice and learn. Because when you're especially a younger person, like, I feel like everything, at least the way that we were raised, it feels like everything was possible. And whenever you simplify, like, what you're actually working towards and like what your goals are to, like, very singular things, like one or two things is what I would do personally. And then you go for it. It feels a lot more directed and like you have a place to go than, you know, there's infinite possibilities right in front of you. It's impossible to kind of narrow down and really even figure out what you want to do. Number four, extreme patience, at least when it comes to getting through the tough parts of life. And I put that second part because obviously, like, you should be patient or practice patience, but in some situations, like, it's not appropriate. I put at least when it comes to getting through the tough parts of life, because I've found in my own life, when I've hit a point or like a wall where I'm like, I feel like I'm never going to get past where I'm at, I've learned that I just have to be patient and wait a little bit longer. And usually I was a lot closer to the other side of whatever I was worried about than I thought originally. So that's why I say that. Number five, be open about your weaknesses. The way I practice this is really just by, I don't know, I just like share. I probably overshare, but I try not to. But I talk about, like, if someone asked me how I'm doing, like even at work, I would surprise people because they'd be like, my boss would ask me how I was doing, and I would say, I'm nervous. Like, I'm anxious about this, because I didn't want them to just, you know, think I had it. And then I go in there and it's, I mess it up or something. You know, I want to be honest about how I actually feel about something. Where was I at? Six, dream about the future. I think this one is overlooked, or people just kind of go, oh, you don't, like, that's for kids, you know. But a lot of times, and this kind of goes along with the patience part, whenever I'd be in a place where I thought there was really no way to get out of it or go forward, honestly, I would try to dream about, like, the future and, like, kind of where I wanted to be and, like, get excited about it and try to, I don't know, just, like, not manifest, but get that mindset started. And so I think that it was very important to actually start dreaming about it.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. I feel like the moment you stop dreaming is the moment you lose hope, like, in the world. That's all I had to say. Carry on.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that keeping, like, the childhood type dreaming phase alive is very important. Also, just, like, for creativity purposes. Like, it helps you kind of envision where something will go. And I think a lot of people lose that and get very bleak and just kind of boring. That was number six. Now number seven, take care of your mind and body. The body thing is pretty self-explanatory. I feel like we all want to live longer and feel better. And I'm still learning how to do that properly. But the take care of your mind part, that one's really important too. I would say it's probably like a 50-50% split on importance, mind and body. Because your mind, including your mindset, your perceptions, everything like that, can, like, impact your daily life so much. And it can impact your daily life more than if you didn't have a healthy body, you know. So I think that both of those are extremely important. Number eight, absorb as much information as you can. This one is easier said than done, because, like, reading books, listening to podcasts, like, it's hard to fit those things in sometimes, especially if your life's very busy.
I don't think it's hard to fit those things in at all. You just have to make it a priority. And you also have to be careful, because not all information out there is good information. So you have to be good at distinguishing the good from the bad, in my opinion.
I would say you're right. There definitely is a lot of, like, bad information out there, especially, you know, with the internet. But that's why I'd say books are probably better, because you can, like, at least research prior to getting a book and, like, figure out which one's best for you and what you want to know. But podcasts aren't as hard, but books are kind of, they're harder. It depends. I'm not much of a reader. Like, it's really hard for me to read, but it's really easy for you to read. So I feel like that's why it's different. But for those of us that it's harder to read, I would say it's kind of hard to fit those in sometimes.
But you're also very good at, like, absorbing knowledge.
I would say I definitely go for, like, quality over quantity. Like, I really try to understand what I'm looking into. And I don't care if it's one topic. You know me, I'll talk about the same little thing forever. I know it's annoying, but, like, I really like to understand things. And so I can talk the wheels off of one idea. That was number eight. Number nine, have hard goals to achieve, but not too hard. This one is actually really hard to figure out, because figuring out what is not too hard. So, like, I guess I mean by that, like, break down what your goals are, like, the steps that get to get there, but, like, it has to be challenging that you actually, like, it's a challenge to get to where you want to go, because if it's too easy, then it's not even worth going after. But if it's too hard, then it's going to be, like, you'll never get there, or you'll honestly probably feel defeated. I know I feel defeated if I've had goals that were way too hard, so... I don't know, that's one of my favorite ones. Number 10, don't ignore what scares you, lean into fear. This one I think is very important, but it's also, like, it sucks to do. But, like, I remember when I first started my job, my current job, and it was terrifying to me. It was, like, the scariest thing ever. It was the most real, like, oh my gosh, I'm about to have to do, like, some real adult stuff. But I know that I kept telling myself, like, you're going to just have to do it. Like, just get in there and figure it out. And as I kept doing things and pushing through, like, stuff I was really uncomfortable and scared to do, I gained so much more confidence in myself and my ability to push through hard things and also, like, do things that I didn't think I could do before. So that was a really big one for me. Number 11, pursue the things that you are curious about or rediscover how to be curious. This one kind of goes along with, like, gaining as much knowledge or information as you can. Being curious is a big part of that, because it's really hard to look into and be as interested in something as you need to be if you're not even curious about it. And then sometimes I put to rediscover or figure out how to be curious again, because some people lose that. And I think that also goes along with creativity, is, like, genuinely being curious in lots of different things or even just one thing. It can be kind of hard sometimes to find something or, you know, work through or just become curious in something enough to actually move forward on things you may want to do as far as a certain topic goes or something like that. Number 12. Be consistent, protect the power of your word. This one's pretty, like, an old school traditional lesson, but basically just, like, if you say you're going to do something, do it. And if you've ever read the Four Agreements, is that what it's called? Yeah, the Four Agreements, the book. It's a really good book, but one of them is this, and I didn't even realize that. Yeah, to be impeccable with your word. So I'm basically saying the same thing, but it comes back to not only how you're perceived by, like, other people, you know, they can actually trust your word, but honestly yourself, I would say that's the most important thing is in all these lessons is how you're treating yourself. But yeah, if you can't even trust your own word, then you don't really feel well and you're not in a good spot. You know, like, it's really important to be able to trust yourself and have others trust you when you say something. Number 13, learn the power of love. I kind of wrote this down. I figured I'd just explore it while I was, like, actually on here. But I kind of just meant, like, whenever I got married to Claire, and really even just first started dating Claire, I realized, like, the more I learned and allowed myself to, like, truly love someone, I don't know, I became, like, a better person. Like, I wanted better for myself even, just because I was loving another person. I wanted better for that person. And I think... part of life, I think love is important, and I think it's important to learn how to do that properly. And yeah, number 14, strive to gain control of yourself. And then I put in parentheses emotions, desires, or actions. So I think it's very important to gain control of yourself, especially, and I mean, like, in everyday life, like at my work, I would have people that did not control their emotions and they'd get very upset, and I would have to control my emotions. So I learned how to do that pretty well. But not only is it important because it affects others around you, but it affects you, you know, like if you acted out and you didn't realize it, or you got mad, like you'd be pretty embarrassed about it, you know, or if you're angry, you're like way too angry and you like have an outbreak or outburst or something like that, like you're going to regret how you acted more than likely. So I don't know, having control over those things and really just, you know, yourself in general is, I think, very important. Number 15, don't take other people's actions personally. This kind of goes along with the last one. And that's another thing that I've experienced, especially like during my work and everything, but People, you never know what they've gone through, like in life or even just that day, or who's treated them the way that they may have treated you when, you know, they're upset or something like that. But I just don't take those things personally. Cause first of all, someone else's actions, like if that eats your lunch up, like for the day, like, I mean, that's not, it's just not worth your time. And it's like, you shouldn't let someone's actions literally just own your day and your well-being. Number 16, allow yourself to break the monotony of life and appreciate where you are. So with this one, like to break the monotony of life, I just kind of mean like if you're, we get stuck in these cycles, especially the older you get, and you get comfortable just doing your everyday, like wake up, get your same breakfast, go to work, come back, like hang out, go to sleep. Like we can get really stuck in these patterns. And I think by break the monotony, what I meant by that was like take a step back from that sometimes and kind of see like where you're actually at. Cause I think we get so caught up in these, patterns that we can really forget like where we were and where we are now. And I think it's important to do that every once in a while. Number 17, perspective / mindset is way more powerful than you think. These two have kind of been throughout all the lessons so far, but really just the way that you see a situation can have way more of an impact than you think. It's, I guess it's like glass half full, half empty type thing, but I think throughout all of life, this is extremely important because I've had moments where all I had to do, I say all, but it's not easy, but just changing kind of where how I saw something, you know, in comparison to myself really helped me get through it. And I think this is very important to master. Number 18, enjoy discovering your own path. This one, like discovering your own path, I think it's important to enjoy or really just like personalize it because we all have a different path. And sometimes we get caught up trying to copy someone else's path in life. And that's all fine and good, but you got to still have your own thing and you have to be happy that you're doing your own thing because like at the end of the day, all you have is yourself. So I think that's very important to figure out, but also hard to do. Number 19, protect your peace. This kind of goes along with some of the other ones like getting control of yourself or don't take other people's actions personally, but life is chaotic enough and it's hard enough that whenever you know, if you're at peace with yourself or whenever you get home, you know, at the end of the day and it's like that's your peaceful place, don't let people or negative stuff creep in that's going to ruin that, because it's important to have that at the end of every day or whenever you need it, really. Number 20, share your success with others. I mean whenever you like whatever the success is, like don't just hoard it to yourself, like bring other people along with you, because like as human beings, like we're built to be, or, you know, interact with other people. And also like, what are you going to do? Like it's boring if you work really hard and get something and then like, you can't even enjoy it with anyone else. Like you just enjoy it on your own and that's, you know, good for a certain amount of time, but you got to make sure you're sharing the fun and whatever. You have anything to say?
No, I think that's good.
Okay. I'm kind of winging this if y'all haven't realized. Number 21, work is not everything, no matter how much you get paid. So this is a very personal lesson for me. Not everyone's going to have this issue, but I get very absorbed in like work. I get my self-identity and everything gets very tied up in it, and also gets tied up in like, if I, you know, I felt like I attached my self-worth to the amount of my paycheck or whatever, but I think it's very important to separate yourself from that and just know that, like, you are who you are. Like, the job isn't going to define you, and it's just not worth it, honestly. There's so many other things in life that are worth enjoying over work, or prioritizing over work, I should say, like family, friends, your significant other, stuff like that. 22, you aren't your stuff. This is another very personal one for me, because I struggle with this on and off. Some of us like to buy fancy things, and that's not a bad thing, but, you know, once you accumulate some stuff, it seems to, at least myself, like, I get kind of attached where I think, oh, I have this thing now, so, like, people should see me a certain way. And that's just not true, because we're not our stuff at all. It is really, like, you know, focus on your personality and who you are and becoming a better person, not, oh, I bought this nice car or this nice watch or this nice house or whatever. Because at the end of the day, like, that stuff, you know, we're separated from it when we die. And then you're really not your stuff, so.
I think you're pretty good about that, though. Like, it doesn't seem like at all that you struggle with that.
I think I go through, like, seasons with it where I think it was really when I was at work, like, when I was making the most money and I felt like I had, like, this ability to get things, and I don't know, it was just, I've got consumed by that, but I think I've relearned and kind of gotten back to where I used to be, which is, no matter what we have or, you know, how much money we have, like, that is not me. Like, that's, those are just objects outside of me, and, like, at the end of the day, if I had absolutely nothing, like, I'll be okay. So I think I'm getting better about that one, but that is something where I feel like I'm very, would you say selfish? I don't know. Like, I can be selfish about it. Or self-absorbed, maybe, is what I think. Something like that. Anyways.
I just really wouldn't say that about you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Maybe I just see myself that way and I worry about it. Number 23, listen more than you talk. I do definitely worry about this one a lot. I used to not even realize it, but you've told me. And I think I've become much more aware of it, and I'm trying to listen more, but it's really difficult. I'm pretty sure you can see me whenever we're in conversations or even just in the car, like, me basically bite my tongue and just, like, try not to say something. But yeah, definitely listening more than you talk is important, because there's not enough listeners in this world, I'm convinced. And I think we need more, and I would personally like to become more of a listener. And then my last one, number 24, and this one's taken a long time for me to even do, like, in my life, and that's give yourself credit. Actually, we had this moment not too long ago, like, this week, where, like, I'm only 24 years old, Claire's 24, but just in 1 year, this last year, when from 23 to 24, basically, we have purchased a house and I beat brain cancer. So I was like, wow, like, we've done a lot in a short amount of time for our age. And, like, I never stopped and gave myself credit at all for any of it. And now that I've been thinking about it more, it's like, oh my goodness, like, we've come so far. And it's just important to, like, see where you were, where you are now, and allow yourself to, like, feel like you did something. Because if you never feel like you did anything, then, like, why do anything? So, but, yeah, that's all my lessons. And I'm sure you've heard some of these lessons other places. Like, I listen to a lot of self-helpy type stuff, and I'm sure I've picked up some of those lessons. But I am glad to have made it for 24 years, and I'm ready to make it at least just one more year. Year by year, I guess, is how I'm going to take it. But yeah, Claire, you got anything to say?
Yeah, thank y'all for listening to this episode. If you want to learn some more lessons, go back to my 24 lessons episode and listen to that one. I don't think there's, like, a ton of overlap between the things each of us said in our individual episodes. I don't think there's much else to say, though. Follow us on Instagram at On The Air with Brett and Claire. Leave us some feedback. We appreciate y'all listening. See y'all next Friday. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.